Well, every truth, there's a statement, I can't put my finger on it right away, but every revelation of a truth is a coming of the Lord, is the Lord's advent, I think, is the statement. So, you know, and what you described before very much speaks into this, because what you have is you have this intellectual relationship with the text and the ideas there. So there's the first coming. It's kind of an intellectual sort of relationship to the text, and then you begin to work with it, and it reconstitutes your relationship to the text. Something. Yeah, not just shifts, but there's a whole new way of beholding it, and a whole new set of affections gets stimulated, and that's the Lord on a personal level. That's the Lord coming as love, you know. Whereas he came as truth, now he comes as love because of the truths that have been worked into the life, and that's a whole different thing, you know. Like the first one is like we've got all our ducks in a row as far as our doctrine goes, so we're okay, Jack, you know. And then, yeah, the next one is, hang on, I didn't really know anything. And you know, and then every new insight, as we've spoken about before, using the image of a kaleidoscope, you know, for the Lord to integrate one truth into our being, our whole being has to be reorganized. And not just us, but every spiritual association is reorganized as well. And of course, not just the ones related to us, because they're related to the others. So the whole of the spiritual world undergoes some form of change every time a truth is integrated into a person's life. Now, that's mind-blowing when you think about it, but it's the only way it's a dynamic, living being. It's not the static kind of, you know, put another peg in the box kind of, there's my truth for this week, you know? And that's what you, when you begin to practice, this is what, you know, you move into the process of things. The structure was really important at the start of our walk. And then now the structure serves to bring us into contact with the process, because it's the processes that the structure is there to support, not, you know, that the structure, if it gets in way, you know, if a biological structure gets in the way of the biological processes, there's a problem. You know, we talk about the body, you know, when the body's not functioning properly, when something structural's not right, you know, it's very difficult to live life, right? Because, you know, you've got all this other stuff going on at a that doesn't allow that life to be lived in the way that we want it to be lived.